Welcome to your AI podcast. Here's what is new in the world of AI and tech today. Episode overview. Today we'll dive deep into two poignant stories. School shooting survivor sues AI gun detection firm after system failed to spot weapon from Ars Technica. And scientists ejected from diabetes conference for distributing journal reprints, also from Ars Technica. Each article highlights overarching themes of accountability, the implications of technological reliance, and the state of free discourse in the scientific community. Quick previews. First up in our conversation is the article titled "School Shooting Survivor Sues AI Gun Detection Firm After System Failed to Spot Weapon," published June 7th. In this report, we follow the tragic aftermath of a school shooting where a teenager, having survived the harrowing experience, has decided to sue the AI security firm OmniAlert. The lawsuit emerges from the company's failure to detect the weapon involved in the incident. Compounding the tragedy, the lawsuit claims a myriad of operational limitations that rendered the system ineffective when it mattered most. Following this, we will discuss the second article titled "Scientists Ejected from Diabetes Conference for Distributing Journal Reprints," published June 6th. This story narrates the controversial expulsion of five influential scientists from the American Diabetes Association conference. Their offense? Distributing reprints of a critical editorial that spotlighted the Trump administration's attacks on scientific research and funding. This occurrence poses uncomfortable questions about censorship, freedom of speech, and the relationship between politics and science. Deep dives. Let's delve into our first article. School shooting survivor sues AI gun detection firm after system failed to spot weapon, published on June 7th. The somber reality echoed throughout the news today highlights a growing concern in our society, the reliance on artificial intelligence in safety and security settings, particularly in our schools. In an age where technology purportedly safeguards the very environments where our children learn and grow, the unfortunate occurrence in Nashville acts as a crucial reminder about the possible pitfalls of over-relying on these advanced systems. A courageous teenager, who was present during a tragic school shooting in January 2025, has taken legal action against OmniAlert, the company in charge of an AI-driven gun detection system. This system, touted for its promise of security, blatantly failed to detect the critical weapon during the crisis, a lapse that has sparked outrage, questions, and a deep sense of loss. The lawsuit alleges outright negligence, insisting that OmniAlert either knew or should have been aware of the multitude of limitations their system concealed. If we immerse ourselves in the scenes that unfolded within those school walls, a mixture of fear, confusion, and horror, we can conceptualize just how vital these detection systems are purported to be. Picture a scenario where educators and students rely on technology as their first line of defense, all while trusting that it works effectively. The anguish of knowing that a promising safety measure fell short when it was most needed is almost unbearable. The article thoughtfully unfolds a range of operational limitations outlined in the lawsuit. Among these issues are factors such as the camera's placement and angles, critical aspects that could understandably affect the system's performance during a crisis. Furthermore, variations in lighting conditions, which seem trivial in ordinary circumstances, turn into significant variables that compromise the efficacy of such systems. What does this tell us about our growing dependence on technology? As schools allocate alarming amounts, some exceeding $1 million, into implementing intricate, advanced systems, claiming to enhance overall safety, we must critically examine how these technologies are positioned within our culture. Examining the marketing rhetoric, preserved in the Internet Archive, reveals that OmniAlert proclaimed its technology as a potential life-saving asset while conveniently overshadowing the stark reality of detection failures. This raises important ethical questions around the deployment of AI in high-stakes environments. Are tech companies making bold promises without adequately addressing the risks and limitations of their products? Are we, as a society, being lulled into a false sense of security because of the seductive nature of advanced technology? Now, as we shift our focus to the second article, "Scientists Ejected from Diabetes Conference for Distributing Journal Reprints," published on June 6th, we encounter another critical moment where the intersection of technology, science, and free speech crystallizes. This report presents the shocking removal of 5 esteemed scientists from the American Diabetes Association conference in New Orleans, a forum typically reserved for advancing knowledge in the field of diabetes research. Their crime? Distributing copies of an editorial that criticized the government's stance on scientific integrity and funding. As we delve deeper into the implications of this incident, we must reflect on what it means to exist as a scientist in a political climate marked by increasing hostility toward transparency and integrity within scientific endeavors. The scientists in question positioned themselves against the Trump administration's myriad assaults on scientific funding and research, a backdrop that resonates profoundly across numerous academic fields, especially as data-driven disciplines such as AI, healthcare, and medical research continue to experience rapid growth. The image painted by the article is deeply disturbing. Established scientists, members of the academic community who are dedicated to disseminating knowledge and fostering discussion, standing outside a conference venue, barred from entry after being classified as violators of an unconstrained conduct code. How, then, do we reconcile this action with the value that society places on the expression of dissenting opinions? A powerful quote from one of the ejected scientists encapsulates a broader concern around censorship in contemporary America, especially as it pertains to scientific dialogues. In an era characterized by the rapid circulation of information, and indeed, misinformation, how critical is it for scientists to secure the necessary platforms through which they can express concerns? The actions of the American Diabetes Association in censoring these scholars' messages should serve as a warning sign, highlighting that silencing voices of reason does not lead to progress, but rather stagnation and ignorance. Curiously, both articles speak to larger narratives about accountability and trust. Trust in technology to ensure our safety, and trust in the scientific community to deliver unbiased knowledge in the face of societal pressures. We are compelled to ask, does the rapid growth of AI-driven technologies, particularly in urgent applications like security systems and healthcare innovations, foster an environment where ethical considerations and robust oversight are neglected? The reality is clear. The technology holds immense potential to enhance our society, but it carries equally significant risks that warrant earnest discussion and intervention. In summary, the narratives illustrated in both articles speak volumes about the ethical, functional, and integrity-based considerations we must engage with as we navigate this technologically advanced world. From the failings of an AI gun detection system to the suppression of scientific dialogue, the stakes today are incredibly high. We cannot afford to overlook these realities. As we embed more technology into our lives and societal defenses, a vigilant approach to understanding operational limitations, which the articles emphatically illustrate, is vital. As we advance into an ever more tech-laden future, it's imperative that we embrace transparency and open dialogue about these advancements. Acknowledging shortcomings should one day be seen as a necessary component of innovation rather than a detractor. From classroom safety to scientific integrity, the questions these articles provoke are of utmost importance. Questions that scientists, tech developers, policymakers, and everyday citizens must engage with critically as we chart our path forward. By wrestling with these concerns head-on, we place ourselves in a position to shape an ethical future where technological advancements contribute positively to our collective well-being, rather than diminish it in the name of convenience. It's upon us to ensure that we strive for accountability, understand the implications of our technological choices, and challenge suppressive narratives, thus creating a society that remains steadfast in the pursuit of truth, safety, and sustainability. That is all for today's episode. Thanks for listening to your AI podcast. See you tomorrow.